It is not the alarm that wakes us. It is the sound of a flock of birds outside the window. It is the sound of the wind hitting the eaves. I have to remind myself that normal people feel this way too. The desire to take a moment and make it last forever. The desire to stay like this for much longer than it will really last. I know we don't talk about it, I say. But why are you with him? I don't know, she tells me. I used to think I did, but I don't know anymore. Who is your favorite? She asks. My favorite? Your favorite body, your favorite life. I was once in the body of a blind girl, I tell her, when I was 11, maybe 12. I don't know if she was my favorite, but I learned more from being her for a day than I'd learned from most people over a year. It showed me how arbitrary and individual it is, the way we experience the world. Not just that the other senses were sharper, but that we find ways to navigate the world as it is presented to us. For me, it was this huge challenge. But for her, it was just life. Close your eyes, Rhiannon whispers. I close my eyes, and she does the same. We experience each other's bodies in a different way. The alarm goes off. I don't want to be reminded of time. We have not turned on the lights, so as the sky turns to dusk, the cabin turns to dusk as well. Haze of darkness, remnant of light. I'm going to stay here, she says. I'm going to come back tomorrow, I promise. I would end it, I tell her. I would end all the changing if I could, just to stay here with you. But you can't end it, she says. I know that. Time itself becomes the alarm. I can't look at the clock without knowing it's past the hour for me to go. Play rehearsal is over. Even if Xavier goes out with friends after, he's going to have to be home soon. And definitely by midnight. I'll wait for you, she tells me. I leave her in the bed. I put on my clothes, pick up my keys, and close the door behind me. I turn back. I keep turning back to see her, even when there are walls between us. Even when there are miles between us, I keep turning back. I keep turning in her direction.